We want to welcome you to Refreshed with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refreshed is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast, brought to you by the Saints at Merit Assembly of God and those who have partnered with us to make sure that the Word of God goes out across Brevard County. Even on the AM dial, I believe it reaches all the way down to like Palm Beach or something like that. And so thank you for being a part of this broadcast. We want to get right into the Word as quickly as possible this morning because I have quite a bit to share. But I do want to invite you out this weekend. This is your special invitation. We at Merit Assembly of God this week, we are challenging all of our people who attend our congregation to invite the person that they've been praying for, the one that they have been a blessing to, have been building relationship with, and just getting to know. We're inviting all of them to invite that person to church this week. And so if you are able to join us, we're going to have a special gift for those who are attend this weekend, this Sunday morning. Our Sunday school is at 9:30. Our worship service is at 10:30. So we'd like to extend that invitation to you as well, to invite you and bring a friend. And we'd just love to get to know you, be a blessing to you. It's always great to meet those who listen to us on the radio broadcast. Also, this coming Sunday night, after the evening service, we are going to be having a chili cook-off contest. And we're asking people to bring their various homemade chilies, no canned chilies. Those won't win, I assure you. But if you would like to join us Sunday night at 6:30, we're going to have our service. And then after that, we're just going to have a time of fellowship. And we have some a prize for the best chili. My women's director has said, you might as well just not even have this contest because my chili is going to be the best. And there have been a couple of other suggestions as to who might win, but for some reason, none of those included my chili. And so we'll see if we can pull a surprise out of the hat. So anyway, we want to invite you this coming Sunday night, November the 2nd, to join us in the morning service at 10:30, or join us Sunday night, and then after the service, we're going to be having a chili cook-off. We have been talking about here on the broadcast for the month of October about God wants to strengthen his saints, each and every one of us. And I pray that you are growing stronger and stronger in the Word. Listen, the Word of God is quick and powerful. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 4. It was what Jesus used to turn back the temptations that Satan had to tempt him with in the wilderness. Each and every time he quoted the Word of God. And then when Satan tried to distort the Word of God, Jesus came right back, and because he was strong in the Word, he is the Word, but because he was strong in the Word, he quoted the Scripture and said this, "I am not going to participate in your foolishness because my God has said this." And so I want to encourage you to embrace the Word of God. I know a lot of times what happens is when there is an emotional attachment with someone in our family or things like that, that we want to set aside the Word of God in that area to believe that things are going to be different than what God has said, because after all, this is a person that we love, and we do. We want all to come to know Jesus Christ as Savior, but and God wants that too. But God has given to each and every person a free will, a choice to do what he says or to reject what he says. And there are blessings for doing what he says, and there are consequences for rebelling against that. And so I want to challenge you to exalt the Word of God above your emotions. Exalt the Word of God above the politics of the day. Exalt the Word of God in every area of your life, because it is settled forever in heaven and on earth. It's not going anyplace. God is not dysfunctional in that he says one thing one day and then he says something else the next day. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I just want to encourage you today to exalt the Word in your life, because it will make you stronger. It's not a new strategy that Satan has employed. It's the same old strategy, goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and he sows seeds of doubt into people's mind to doubt the Word of God. And when they act upon that doubt instead of acting upon the faith that what God said he meant, and what he said is going to come to pass, will come to pass, that when they act upon that doubt, there are consequences that come as a result of that. There is separation that comes. But if we will hold fast to the Word of God, if we will believe what God said, there is tremendous benefit, tremendous strength that comes in that. And so I am just very thankful for the Word of God. I want to take you to 1 Kings chapter 20 today. There's an interesting story. I'm going to read this through the first probably 22 verses. But you could go on and read the whole chapter if you'd like. But let's begin in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse number 1. Now Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his forces together. 32 kings were with him, with horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria and made war against it. Then he sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, and said to him, "Thus says Ben-Hadad, your silver and your gold are mine, your loveliest wives and children are mine." And the king answered and said, "My lord, O king, just as you say, I and all that I have are yours." Then the messengers came back and said, "Thus speaks Ben-Hadad, saying, indeed I have sent to you, saying, you shall deliver to me your silver and your gold, your wives and your children. But I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of your servants. And it shall be that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, they will put it in their hands and take it." So the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, "Notice, please, and see how this man seeks trouble. For he sent to me for my wives, my children, and my silver and my gold, and I did not deny him." And all the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen or consent." Then he said to the messengers of Ben-Hadad, "Tell my lord the king all that you sent for to your servant the first time I will do, but this thing I cannot do." And the messengers departed and brought back word to him. Then Ben-Hadad sent to him and said, "The gods do so to me and more also, if enough dust is left of Samaria for a handful for each of the people who will follow me." So the king of Israel answered and said, "Tell him, let not the one who puts on his armor boast like the one who takes it off." And it happened when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he and the kings were drinking at the command post, that he said to his servants, "Get ready," and they got ready to attack the city. Suddenly a prophet approached Ahab, king of Israel, saying, "Thus says the Lord, have you seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into your hand today, and you shall know that I am the Lord." So Ahab said, "By whom?" And he said, "Thus says the Lord, by the young leaders of the provinces." Then he said, "Who will set the battle in order?" And he answered, "You." Then he mustered the young leaders of the provinces, and there were 232. And after them he mustered all the people, all the children of Israel, 7,000. So they went out at noon. Meanwhile, Ben-Hadad and the 32 kings helping him were getting drunk at the command post. The young leaders of the provinces went out at first, and Ben-Hadad sent out a patrol, and they told him, saying, "Men are coming out of Samaria." So he said, "If they have come out for peace, take them alive. If they have come out for war, take them alive." Then these young leaders of the provinces went out out of the city with the army which followed them, and each one killed his man. So the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on a horse with the cavalry. Then the king of Israel went out and attacked the horses and the chariots and killed the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said to him, "Go strengthen yourself, take note, and see what you should do, for in the spring of the year, the king of Syria will come up against you. And so I'm going to stop the reading just there. Here, the king of Syria decided that he was going to attack Israel, and Ahab was the king of Israel. And he sent this demand to Ahab the king. He said, your silver and your gold are mine, your finances are mine, and your wives and your children are mine. And this just blows me away. And Ahab says, no problem. Now he was married to Jezebel, so I don't know if that's part of what was in this or not. But he says, you can have all my money, you can have all of my, you can have all my wives, and you can have all my children. And I am just mystified by that mindset, you know, because if the enemy comes against me, you know, I know this, that my family is more important to me than money. My family is of utmost. And so if the enemy, if Satan says, you know what, I'm claiming your wife, I'm claiming your children, they're mine, your finances are mine, everything you have is mine, that we have a problem, and we're going to have a battle. And so I want you to understand that if Satan has come to you and said, you know what, I am going to attack you because I am going to devastate your finances and I'm going to devastate your home, that we're going to have a conflict. And right now, we are in the midst of a very serious spiritual attack. We're talking about here in America and in this series, and I've had these notes for several weeks now about strength for the attack. And we need to realize that America is under attack. The biblical values that we have stood for years and years, you know, our homes are under attack right now. You know, in recent weeks, pastors in the Houston area have been subpoenaed to turn over any of their speeches, any of their emails or communications whatsoever defending a traditional home life. That is a spiritual attack. That is a spiritual attack, and that is not the only one. Last week, it came to light that an ordained minister, you know, at first it was bakers and photographers and T-shirt makers that were under attack if they wanted to bring their Christian principles into their workplace, and the courts have said, you're not allowed to do that. You are not allowed to do that. And now it has come to the point where federal courts have overruled state constitutional amendments, the will of the voters. They have discriminated against the people who've put laws in place. The judges have overruled all of that and said, no, we are going to redefine marriage other than the way that it is defined in the Bible. We are going to undo all of that. And if in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, an ordained minister is being threatened with jail time and being threatened with financial fines for every day that he refuses to comply with performing marriages that go against the Word of God. And so please do not think that that these attacks are just going to stay in the history books, or these attacks are going to attack someplace else. But instead, you need to realize that the enemy has very fiery darts that he wants to bring. And you and I, we need to be strengthened in the Word of God. Now, I look at 1 Kings chapter 20, and I see the mercy of God, because Ahab was one of the most wicked kings that Israel ever had. And yet, he continued to show him mercy. Even in the midst of this attack from the king of Syria, there's a prophet that comes and ministers wisdom to Ahab. A little bit later, Ahab comes to a place where he repents, and then he repents of his repentance. He goes back to his old ways of doing things, and he ends up suffering. There was another attack recently against Christians. I was able to find some resources on it. I wasn't able to independently verify it, in a news report in a state up in the Northeast, but where people who had attended Christian schools were being denied jobs simply because of the schools that they went to. And so I need you to understand that the spiritual attacks are not just past events. They are very real things that are coming as a result of some of the attacks that are out there. You know, we have had to adjust the way that we're doing things to make sure that we are not vulnerable to these attacks ourselves. So the first time that the king of Syria complies or the sends a demand, Ahab complies and says, no problem. You want my gold? Here's my silver. Here's my wives. Here's my children. And then the next day, the king of Syria comes back demanding even more. And you need to understand that when you are under spiritual attack, that the enemy is never going to be content with just one victory. He is always going to come back. It's like spiritual blackmail, if you will. He's going to come back for more and more and more and more. And it goes on the king says, the gods do so to me. This in verse number 10, if enough dust is left of Samaria for a handful of each of the people who will follow me. And so here's what the king of Syria said. I am going to continue to come against you until I have so decimated you that there's not even a handful of dust to be able to give to my men. And so the attack that came after the attack on the gold and the silver, the wives and the children was this. Anything in which you find pleasant, anything that you find pleasant or desirable, anything that you treasure, and I want to ask you, besides his wife, besides his children, and besides his finances, what was there other than just the position of king of Israel? was it that he could have found so treasured, so pleasant, and so valuable in his own eyes that he said, nope, I can't comply this time. I can't comply this time. Well, the very first time you ever rise up in faith and say, you know what, enemy? You may have come this far, but God has said that that is the boundary. You are not coming any further. And in fact, we are going to retake some of the area that you have come against us with. That whenever you rise up, then the enemy says, you know what? Get ready. The battle's getting ready to engage. The battle is getting ready to engage. And so in verse number 11, I really like this line. It says, the king of Israel responded to the king of Syria, let not the one who puts on his armor boast like the one who takes it off. The one who takes his armor off is the person who's already been in the battle and has already come back victorious. And what he's saying is that person that's just putting on their armor for the first time should not be talking smack, if you will, to the one who's already been engaged in battle. You know what they told David? They said, you are just a youth, but and Goliath has been a warrior. He's been a champion since his youth. And so if you just looked at that, you would say, well, there's no way that David should have won. Well, in the natural sense, there wasn't. But you see, it wasn't David's first battle. He had already taken on the lion and he had taken on the bear over a sheep, over just a sheep from the flock. And he went and rescued it because it was under his care. And so I want to encourage you today, do not wait until you've got a three-alarm fire going on to say, you know what, I think I should probably fight this fire. I want to encourage you, deal with the fire when it's very small. There have been a couple of times in my life where there have been things that have gone on where literally fire broke out. And in both of those, I dealt with them even before the flames erupted. And, you know, I was telling people, call for help. There was one time where, you know, when I was a kid, the very first time my parents left us alone, the deep fryer started smoking. I went over and unplugged it, and then it just, boom, just erupted into flames. Another time I was going out, and when I was dealing with the dryer was making a funny noise, and I dealt with that, and just as I started dealing with it, it erupted into flames. And so I want to encourage you, deal with the attacks of the enemy when they are small, because it is a lot easier to deal with them when they are very small than it is when they erupt into a bigger fire. So it goes on, and the king says, get ready, we're going to attack the city. And then suddenly a prophet approached the king of Israel, and he says, I will deliver this enemy into your hand tomorrow, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And he gives him the strategy for dealing with the battle, and he sends out the young provincial commanders first, and they end up having a great victory. The king of Syria underestimated what God would be able to do even through young people. If there are young people listening to this radio broadcast, I want to encourage you, just because you are young does not mean that you are supposed to procrastinate until you are older before you start doing great things for God. I want to challenge you now to go ahead, get yourself equipped, prepare yourself in strength for the attacks that you may face in the land. Now, as I'm doing this broadcast, I do not want to be instilling in you a spirit of fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. What I do want to do is instill in you a spirit of faith in the almighty, omnipotent God, who is sufficient to strengthen you, to equip you for every good work, and to lead you always in triumphant victory. And so, triumphal procession. He will lead you into victory. He wants us stronger than the enemy. If we will submit to God and resist the devil, he will flee from us. So there's a victory that takes place there. In verse number 22, that's where we ended the reading, and the prophet came back to the king and said to him, go strengthen yourself, take note, and see what you should do, for in the spring of the year the king of Syria will come against you. And so what happens a lot of times is when we have experienced a victory, we come back and we celebrate the victory, and then we tend to let our guard down. The prophet came back to the king of Israel, and he said, celebrate the victory, but you need to go and do an assessment. You need to figure out where you are vulnerable, where you are weak. You need to prepare yourself, because the enemy is going to come and attack again. And so you and I, that's if you are not in a spiritual firefight right now, you are not off the hook. It's not time to just go and put your feet up, sitting there on the beach. But instead, it is time for us to work on strengthening and fortifying ourselves, fortifying our churches, so that they are equipped in the Word of God, which is quick and powerful and able to divide asunder between soul and spirit, even to the joints and the marrow. It is time for us to quit being mealy-mouthed, weak-spined people who are just throwing open the door to our lives and allowing Satan free access and free entry into our lives so that he can decimate us. But instead, find out, look and see where the enemy has been successful in coming against you before. Look and see where you are weak. If you are bad with money management, find somebody who can help you, who can help equip you in being a good steward of God's money. If you have a problem in your marriage, don't wait until people are packing their bags to dissolve the family. Say, you know what? That's not the type of home that I read about that God wants to found. We have an area in our life. Why don't we fortify that area? Why don't we become stronger in our communication skills so that our home is better? Don't wait until your kids are on drugs and rebelling again. I tell you, train them up when they are young. Take them to church. Don't just send them to church. Take them to church. Live by example. Show them the way that they should live. And equip them, because I tell you, I've told you before, I want my children to be more successful and make more of an impact in the kingdom of God than I ever was. You know, statisticians tell us that one of the things that is a major problem here in America right now is pornography. They're not just coming for men. Now they come for women. And so if you have a problem in that area, you need to repent of it. You need to ask God to equip you and help you. And you know, one of the things that you could do is make sure you don't have channels that bring that sort of stuff into your house. Eliminate those. And if that means you have to get rid of your television that is draining your finances every month, and just go over the air broadcast or you know, do away with it entirely, do whatever it is necessary, because the enemy is not bringing those temptations. He's not bringing those attacks into your life to make your life better. He's not trying to make your marriage better with that. He is trying to destroy your marriage as a result of that. So fortify yourself in that area, because if he attacked in one area before, he's going to attack in that area again. And so you and I, we must invoke the wisdom that God has for us. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 5 says this: a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. So over the next 2 days of the broadcast, we're going to begin to wrap up this study here on strength. But we need to not only be physically strong, we need to be spiritually strong, and we need to be mentally strong. And it says in Proverbs 24:5, a man of knowledge increases strength. And so that's what we want to do. We want to challenge you to get into the Word of God. If you do not have a daily Bible reading plan, you need to get one. If you are just reading the Bible, you need to kick that up a notch to studying the Bible. It was just here a couple of weeks ago, I was preparing for a sermon, and I saw something in the Word. As I was doing my preparation, I saw something, and I was like, wow, that is amazing. I really wish I had seen that 30 years ago. And so I want to challenge you. Strengthen yourself in the Word. Grow stronger. You are not exempt from spiritual attacks of the enemy. If the enemy, you know, back when I was a teenager, someone told me this: if you've not experienced a spiritual attack in your life, you have to assess yourself and say, am I even doing anything that would put me on the enemy's radar? If you are doing something great for the kingdom of God, trust me, he knows about you. And in Acts, I believe it's the 19th chapter, there was some, the seven sons of Sceva, and they decided they were going to try and cast out some devils out of this guy. And the demon began to speak, and he said, well, Jesus I know, and I know Paul, but who in the world are you? And I want to challenge you. I want God to know me. And I want to be doing something for God that causes the enemy to want to lash out. Father, I pray for those who are listening today, God, that wherever they have been attacked, Lord, that today you will strengthen them in that area of their life and fortify them so that they will be able to repel the enemy at every attack. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Now I'm going to come in for the last moment of this program here today. The time now is 8:58. You're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE Radio. We are at right now $29,465. And now remember, our goal here is $30,000. I want to thank Gary from Rockledge. He's pledged $365. Barry from Melbourne has pledged $200. And Stephen from Melbourne, $75. It's been a busy morning here. Just in the last hour, we are now $535 away from being done for another 6 months. $535 will do it. The number here, 321-632-1000. If there's someone out there that would like to make a contribution here to the radio station of $535 or any portion of that, you can do that by calling me here, 321-632-1000. That's our number, 632-1000. $535 will take us up to $30,000.